ZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke at the UN General Assembly today, pushing back on criticism over Israel's push to defeat Hamas in Gaza, saying the October 7th attacks was a parallel, he says, to the 9/11 terrorists. More from ABC's Ian Panel.
He raised the idea of the United States tolerating an Al-Qaeda state, comparing the idea of a Palestinian state to recognizing a terrorist state. Well, of course, it's slightly mixing apples and oranges there. People are talking about a Palestinian state, not a Hamas state. But nevertheless, you know, this was a speech that was broadcast around the world, but not least on loudspeakers into Gaza itself.
Protesters outside the UN today denouncing Israeli strikes in Gaza. President Trump says the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey is more about justice, he says, than revenge. Comey facing charges of lying to Congress and obstruction of justice after President Trump pushed for the Justice Department to investigate political adversaries. This is ABC News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on WISS, Oshkosh, and Appleton.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The social media post of a teacher at Oshkosh West High School was the catalyst for a contentious meeting of the Oshkosh Area School District on Wednesday night. A little bit of background on the issue. After the murder of right-wing personality Charlie Kirk, a teacher stated in a Facebook post that he disagreed with many of Kirk's beliefs. The post called out Kirk's divisive rhetoric, calling him a morally evil human, and stated, quote, "The world is a better place without his voice and his ideas," end quote. The teacher's post was primarily shared via social media by the Winnebago County Republican Party, igniting a firestorm of protests and commentary. The teacher ultimately removed his post and deactivated his social media accounts. Wednesday night, over 70 people filed into the Alberta Kimball Auditorium to speak. Nicholas Greasy was one of those who requested that the teacher be fired.
That teacher condoned an assassination. He supports political violence. He tolerates murder. This type of thinking and rhetoric is demonic. Some would say it's a mental health issue, actually. He should not be teaching our children. He should not be employed with taxpayers' money, and he should not be on the payroll at all.
Meanwhile, former student Carmen Remming cautioned against punitive action.
In this current case, punishing a teacher for private speech said on an outside forum outside of school hours sets a very dangerous precedent. It sends the message that any public educators in our district or even elsewhere are never allowed to have personal opinions, that their rights end at the schoolhouse door.
Following the 1 hour and 20 minutes of public comment, the school board took a brief break before resuming its agenda. It closed the meeting by going into executive session for the, quote, discussion of a personnel issue. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
The boys are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Cincinnati Reds. In the final weekend of the regular season, Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee. They've won 19 games in a row whenever he's pitched. Third baseman Caleb Durbin.
There's something about just the way he looks, the way he composes himself, body language. It's easy to feed off of as far as playing defense behind him, but I think that's why he's so successful out there right now, is he's just competing like a bulldog, and it's easy to tell.
NFL, the Packers play the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, but Dallas will be without their top wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb, out the next 3 to 4 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Xavier McKinney.
You know, he's a playmaker on their offense, and he's one of the, you know, the best players that they have on their team. So obviously, you know, him not being out there is going to have an effect. But I think they're still going to run a lot of, you know, what they usually run. And this is going to be a next man up type of mentality.
That's the Packers safety, Xavier McKinney, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
WISS, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Aaron Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds this afternoon with the chance of a few sprinkles. High temperatures right around 70. Tonight, patchy fog possible late, otherwise mostly clear skies with lows in the mid-50s. Saturday will feel more like July than September. Sunny skies, highs in the lower 80s. Currently, it's 62.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We don't always agree politically, but Bill McCosh.
Thanks for having me. You want to talk Brewers first?
It's been a really special season, and it's not whether you're wearing red or blue hats. It's yellow and blue.
How do you come together in politics? This is one of the ways.
Yeah.
Find some common ground, and then expand on that. And right. Then you got to listen to the other side.
Our neighbors are not our enemies. We can disagree politically, but still find ways to bring our community together.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's a bar band Friday night, which means Terry Barr joins me with new music and fun conversation. And we'll have a special guest fast review of the new film, One Battle After Another.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Dean Obidala, the host of the Dean Obidala Show, weekdays 6 to 9 p.m. right here on Sirius XM Progress Radio Channel 127. He's got a great Substack newsletter that you want to subscribe to. It's free. It's called the Dean's Report. And it's deanobidala.substack.com, or you can just go to Substack, and there's a little search box there. Just plug in Dean's Report. It'll pop right up. And Dean Obidala on Blue Sky and Sirius XM and all that kind of stuff. So, Dean, welcome back to the program. I'm curious your thoughts on... Let me get right to one of your newsletters. One of your Dean's Report newsletters is headlined, "Believe Nothing the Trump Regime Says on Any Issue, Period." Mm-hmm. Would you like to elaborate?
Sure. But that's it. Believe nothing. Tom, good to see you.
Thank you.
Everything Tom says. Believe nothing Trump says. Believe half the things I say. But the truth is, I want everyone to channel their inner lawyer. Everyone has an inner lawyer. And the idea of ask questions. It's not, you're not a conspiracy person, only if you're advocating a whole different view of things. But when it comes to like the shooting at the ICE facility, you know, the idea we're going to accept that the bullet casing said the words anti-ICE, it may or may not turn out to be true, but don't accept it. Don't believe it. When they said we found a handwritten note, don't believe it till there's objective, credible evidence to support that. This administration's headed by a serial liar, a man convicted of 34 felonies for falsifying business records to cheat in the 2016 election. It's a man who attempted a coup and incited a terrorist attack. Believe nothing from his regime. He sets the tone. So that's my whole thing, Tom. I want people to question everything they say. And even with Trump, we don't need fact checkers. He lies about everything. We need truth checkers at this point. They should do a speech and said he said two things that were true. The rest are all lies. Question everything. That's what I want people to do. Deep down in your heart, question everything until they can prove to you it is true.
It's like Bizarro World, you know, those little Superman comics from the 60s. It's incredible. On a more serious note, Pete Hegseth is calling in all of the flag officers across all five branches of the military to Virginia to get them all in one place. To the best of my knowledge, this has never happened in American history. I mean, there's logistical problems. There's mm-hmm. the vulnerability problem. You don't typically want to have, you know, your entire military command in one place at one time. But also, there is one precedent for this. This has happened once before in world history, among, you know, with a major nation. And that was in 1935 when mm-hmm. Adolf Hitler called all of his generals together and to Berlin for a singular meeting. And they all had to, and they were notified that the oath that they had taken to the German Constitution was no longer valid. And they had to say, they had to raise their hand and say this: "I swear by God this sacred oath that I shall render unconditional obedience to Adolf Hitler, the Führer, the leader, of the German Reich Republic and people, Supreme Commander of the Armed Forces, and will be ready as a brave soldier to risk my life at any time for this oath. Now, I actually know a couple of people who took that oath and took it seriously at the time. They're all dead now, but I knew them back in the 80s when I lived in Germany. And what do you think is happening here? Do you think that he's pulling them together because he's planning on invading Venezuela, or because Putin told him that he's going to declare he's going to attack the Baltic states, and he doesn't want NATO to participate? Or, I mean, you know, what do you think?
Look, it could be any of those things, right? Or it could be simply Donald Trump engaging in counter-programming to the Epstein files. And every day, we live through him literally programming what the news will be for the day. It's going to be James Comey one day. It's going to be my post the next. It's going to be a UN speech. It might be they played that. Okay, Monday, Pete, you call everyone there. It turns out the meeting's meaningless, but it gets all the press for the day. Because we just found more documents now that the Epstein estate gave to Congress, and they're releasing it as we sit here now.
Yeah, yesterday. Yeah.
Right, so we're continuing having that. It could be something far more nefarious. It could be, we want to make sure that you're on Team Trump 100%. If you're not, we're going to purge people. Because already Hexford's raised the idea of getting rid of a whole chunk of officers of general level. So we're going to find out what it is. It could be we want you to surrender to Putin. There's nothing beyond the realm. But I think that it could be simply Pete Hegseth wants attention. I'm needy. Maybe he's extremely needy. He wants everyone there to say nice things about him. Or it could be something really ugly. And we're going to find out. We'll find out. We'll know later Monday what happened.
I wonder if he's just going to look out at the crowd and, make some notes. There's a brown face. There's a black face. There's a female face. There's another brown face. And those people will be the people. So far, most of the people that he's fired have been that. And in the Pentagon, apparently there's a wall where they have all the top generals, and they've taken down all the pictures of women and black people.
Well, that's their idea of DEI. Anyone who's not a white, straight Christian male is somehow inferior and only got their job because of some kind of special programming with quotas or affirmative action of some sort. That's the mythology of white supremacy.
Yeah.
It's not true, but that's the mythology that is the fuel for white supremacy, that somehow they're inherently more superior than all of us. And you look at some of these people like you're losing the war on cholesterol. All right. So you're not a genius here. And so we're going through this challenging time, open white supremacy right in front of us.
Yeah. I'm curious your thoughts on the flotilla, the boat flotilla that's heading toward Gaza that Greta Thunberg is on. They've been attacked now multiple times. Where are they at? How's this going?
Well, from last I saw, the Italian Navy was giving them an escort. And I think maybe the Navy from Spain had sent one ship as well to protect them. I don't know what's going to happen when they get closer to the water of Israel. But all this is to bring attention of the people in Gaza are starving. There's 2 million people there. You've got Palestinian Christians and Muslims who are being treated as less than humans now. A genocide, according to the UN's own criteria, international law. And their goal is to bring attention to that, even if it means them being imprisoned on the flotilla or risking their own lives. So to me, it's remarkable. And to have Netanyahu today, a man who is charged with war crimes, who is charged by the UN of engaging in a genocide, to be able to speak at the UN. And I was so heartened to see a massive walkout.
Yeah, his jet.
He deserved to be in a prison cell.
Yeah, his jet to get here had to reroute itself to avoid flying through German or French airspace so that it wouldn't get forced down and have him arrested. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
That's what war criminals, that's the life of a war criminal.
Yeah.
Yet Donald Trump allows him in, and Marco Rubio banned all Palestinian diplomats, because the last thing you want are diplomats who are Palestinians speaking at the UN and reaching a diplomatic solution, because they want the war to continue. They support the ethnic cleansing of Palestinian Christians and Muslims from Gaza, and I think all arguably the West Bank as well. And you had my fiance Hend on the show. 60% of Israelis want the Christians and Muslims out of Israel now.
Yeah.
You know, it's a right-wing movement there that's gaining more traction. It's very concerning.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, James Comey, the FSB is in Russia is sort of the Russian equivalent of the Department of Homeland Security here. And if you are a Russian and you speak out against Putin, the FSB will prosecute you. And here we have James Comey. I mean, I've been wondering. I I don't recall if I mentioned this to you the last time we talked. I think I might have when I was on your show yesterday or the day before, a couple days ago, that I plugged in, this question into ChatGPT about Trump and Putin. Yeah. Did I tell you about that?
Yeah, it's great.
It's just incredible. I said, you know, can you give me a list of times that Trump and Putin have had phone conversations or in-person meetings that have been followed within a matter of days by Trump taking radical actions that make America more like Russia? And it gave me a list.
I think that's unbelievable. And look, what this James Comey thing is absolutely BS. From a legal point of view, this is an indictment of a former FBI head. The indictment's a page and a half. I've never seen a more garbage indictment ever, and I've read so many. If you're indicting someone this well-known where you know it's going to be really looked at and it's polarizing, you give a lot of detail. They don't have it. The actual, I think it was Eric Siebert, Trump's hand-appointed U.S. attorney, refused to bring charges, and Trump bragged, I fired him. Last Friday when he said, I resigned, Trump put...
This guy was a lifelong Republican, by the way.
Right,
a MAGA Republican.
Fired him. And now, look, the U.S. This is not even a U.S. attorney. The person from the Trump regime who was sent over there, who's Trump's former personal lawyer, I think she's put her law license on the at risk now for what she has done here. And we'll see how this goes. Yeah. But if this was a bad faith prosecution, there'll be complaints filed against her. And Trump cannot pardon you. You get disbarred from state action. So I hope many of the Trump lawyers get disbarred. They already, some did, remember in 2020, some got disbarred.
Oh, yeah. Rudy Giuliani, among others. And now there's a disbarment action against Pam Bondi down in Florida.
And if they violated their ethics and their rules, like Pam Bondi was Attorney General of Florida from 2011 to 2019, while Jeffrey Epstein's running a sex ring in her state, she never investigated him at all. Yep. That deserves an investigation. And the corporate media never asks her a question about it because they suck. Yeah. She was AG when he was running a sex ring in the state. You never investigated.
She was the chief law enforcement officer for the state. Yeah, it's incredible. Finally, Dean, this blows my mind. Mikey Sherrill is a member of Congress who's now running for governor of
my home state, Jersey.
Okay, your state, New Jersey.
I know Mikey. She comes on my show all the time. She was on this week.
So I'm assuming you know about the Trump administration giving her secret military file to her Republican opponent, including her Social Security number, her family history, psychiatric history, everything.
Yep. This is what the Trump regime does. It's a fascist regime that doesn't care about the law, giving personal documents to help Jack Cittarelli, who I call Jack Trumparelli, the Republican. And I think the big takeaway here is the polls are very close in Jersey. I'm a Jersey guy. If you're from there, you can't take it for granted. You got to get out. We've got to win this state. We can't let it fall to a Trump acolyte in Jack Trumparelli. He will be all Trump. He brags being the Trump of Trenton. This is the guy who wants to be the Trump of Trenton. We have to defeat him there in Virginia, the two most important races of this year on the ballot to get us ready for the midterm elections.
Yeah, this November, this stuff is coming up. Yeah. And finally, we're talking with Dean Obidala. He's right here on Sirius XM Progress, Channel 127. He also has a great Substack, deanobidala.substack.com. It's called The Dean's Report. You can plug that into Substack. What do you have coming up? I got about 8 seconds here, Dean.
Read my Substack. We're fighting the good fight every day. That's what I got, Tom. We're going to fight. We don't fold, and we keep the battle going against the forces of fascism on a daily basis.
There you go. There you go. A fine man, a fine attorney, and a brilliant talk show host, the great Dean Obidala. Dean, thanks a lot for dropping by.
Thank you.
Good talking to you. We'll be back with more of the news of the day. Trump wants to bail out his wannabe dictator friends and a new Kremlin influence campaign. I'll tell you about those on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the True People's Media, the Tom Hartman Program. I'll be right back with you. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slow their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
Get back to Zeroni's, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street. Help Zeroni's support the community by supporting Zeroni's. At Zeroni's, you can always get $2 off your order by bringing in a non-perishable food item or hygiene product. Zeroni's locally sourced menu includes specialty mac and cheese like Philly Cheese Mac and specialty pizzas like Meatazaurus Rex, plus a great kids menu, salads, appetizers, and desserts. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub is back. 2407 Jackson Street and Zeroni's.com.
Thrasher Opera House invites you to Green Lake's Golden Days Harvest Fest, September 27th and 28th. Stop by Saturday for a free tour of their historic venue at 10:30 a.m. That afternoon from 1 to 3, enjoy a free show by the Rose Canyon Band, playing your country rock favorites. Thrasher's Bar, Art Gallery, and Artisan Store will be open for you to enjoy as well. Stop by their Little Harvest Fest Oasis Saturday, September 27th at Thrasher Opera House, 506 Mill Street, Green Lake. For more details, visit thrasheropera.com.
Remember the house you dreamed of as a kid? Big windows, a cozy kitchen, and a huge backyard to gather with your friends? I'm Haley Newens, your go-to gal in real estate with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Water City Realty. And I don't just help you find property, I help you find that feeling. Homes with heart, spaces with story, moves that matter. Give me a call at 920-410-0296. Let's find the one that feels like home.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free civic media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, what are the three pillars to good health? Great diet, lots of exercise, and great sleep. If you snore, you'll not only keep others from a restful night's sleep, but it can also be an underlying cause of other health issues. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg that has a 91% success rate to stop snoring. I find it works. It's easy. And from now until the end of October, get a Zepa for you or someone you love and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. With every order, they'll donate $10 to breast cancer research, plus receive a free 30-day supply of Dr. Greenberg's breathable mouth tape. Go to Zepa.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, and use the code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Visit Zepa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, and use that code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Remember, Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards. You know, Z like sleep. Go to Zepa.com and use that code PINK today. Text fees may apply, but Zepa.com and use the code PINK. The
room. Echoes in the street. Riots turned into weapons. Blood beneath our feet. Voices once debating, now silenced by the gun. The law was written backwards. The killing has begun.
Past the hour. Welcome back. New Kremlin-linked influence campaign targeting the Moldovan elections. This is an amazing story. Moldova on Sunday, day after tomorrow, Moldova is going to hold an election. And that election is going to decide whether Moldova continues to... Moldova's a little country in Europe. It's kind of right on the edge of Ukraine, as I recall. And a former Soviet state. And this election is going to decide whether the pro-Russian candidate or the pro-European candidate runs Moldova, whether Moldova stays, you know, on our side or not. And this Kremlin-linked operation is called Storm 1516. It's a propaganda machine. It includes the efforts, according to NewsGuard, of John Mark Dugan, who is a former Florida deputy sheriff who went to Russia and was given... asylum by Moscow, and he's now turned into a Kremlin propagandist in the English language. They have targeted Moldova with 8 false narratives, including claims that the current Moldovan president, Maia Sandu, who is also pro-Europe, took bribes, spent money to acquire sperm from Hollywood celebrities, and is funded by George Soros. All of these things are completely false. But they have so completely... just, you know, wash this across the internet. 17.7 million views on X to Storm 1516 claims that appear to be from Moldovans. And it's appeared in 2,842 online posts. This is a little country with only 2.4 million people. And the bottom line here is that the AI chatbots, you know, are starting to repeat the Russian propaganda because they've got it in so many sites. I mean, AI just looks out at the internet and says, you know, what's most frequently said? That must be what's true. This is crazy stuff.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And it's also what the Russians did to us in 2016 and 2020 and 2024 in their support for Donald Trump. You know, not... We'll be right back. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with 2 N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
You may know frontotemporal degeneration, or FTD, as the disease that recently forced Bruce Willis to retire from acting. While it's the most common form of dementia for adults under age 60, many people, even doctors, aren't familiar with it. Uncharacteristic personality changes, apathy, and unexplained struggles with decision-making, movement, speaking, or language comprehension are the most common symptoms. It is often misdiagnosed as bipolar disorder, depression, and sometimes just a midlife crisis. It's World FTD Awareness Week. You can learn more about this disease and the important steps you can take to preserve and maximize quality of life by visiting the Association for Frontotemporal Degeneration at theaftd.org. Find help. Share hope. Go now to theaftd.org.
Leave it to fall to paint some of the best pictures. This time of year is well known for its changing leaves and beautiful colors. Brad Hutnick, a forest ecologist and silvicologist, says that early color is indicating a beautiful fall is coming our way. He says that the best time for forage management is any time. If you plan on introducing new trees, start planting now so you can plant them in the spring. He recommends considering both the ecology of your property as well as your aesthetic preferences.
We would encourage people to think about what are your long-term objectives. And so the ecology of your site is really important, but sometimes it's even those aesthetics or those little things. So remember that maybe around your yard or even in your woods, if there are certain things you like to see or you like that color in the fall, you know, that's okay. It's okay to put that in your objectives. We've had landowners who might live in an area where you could maybe you have a lot of different options, and they might be embarrassed to say, oh, you know, I really want to produce this tree plant because I love looking at that in the fall. And the older I get, the more I appreciate fall color. So I always tell people, don't be afraid to be managed for this as a product from your forest.
Brad Hutnick, forest ecologist and silvicologist, says to start your forest management planning now so you can get seedlings before stock runs out. Stick around. I'll have a look at your markets right after this.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Maybe you remember finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too much carnival food. We all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs to share the fair story. We're accepting entries now, and there are cash prizes. To enter and see full contest details, visit MidwestFarmReport.com.
I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your markets midday this Friday. December corn is trading down 4 at 421 and 3 quarters. November soybeans are trading up a quarter at 1012 and a half. December wheat is trading down 7 at 520. October Class 3 milk is trading up 11 cents at 1683. And November Class 3 milk is trading up 12 cents at 1630. For the latest Wisconsin ag news, visit MidwestFarmReport.com. And while you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for Matt Mayer on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds this afternoon with the chance of a few sprinkles. High temperatures right around 70. Tonight, patchy fog possible late, otherwise mostly clear skies with lows in the mid-50s. Saturday will feel more like July than September. Sunny skies, highs in the lower 80s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
For all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. So before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. Getnativepath.com/Hartman to get the special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping, and to check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Speak for us all. When we stand together, there's nothing we can't do. The strength of a union begins with you. From the factory floors to the office walls, we've got the power to change it all. A fair day's wage and a voice in the fight. Together we shine, standing up for what's right. Unions begin with you, with me, with us. Together we rise, in each other we trust. We speak as one, we break through the chains. We fight for the future, we weather the rains. Unions begin with you, it's true. When we come together, there's nothing we can't do.
Six minutes past the hour. Why is Trump bailing out Argentina? You'll recall Javier Milei. Louise and I were in Argentina the day that he was elected, and I mentioned this yesterday. We talked to a bunch of Argentinians about, you know, what do you think of this? And they were like, well, we think he's nuts, but things aren't working, so let's try for change. You know, we kind of did that here in 2016, too. You see how it turned out. So Milei is in trouble. He slashed social services, cut taxes on rich people, and cut their equivalent of Social Security, Medicare, food stamps, subsidized housing, just slashed it all. And initially it looked like it was working. Inflation came down. But it turns out that inflation was coming down because he just destroyed the economy. You know, when economies go soft, inflation goes down because nobody's buying anything. Demand collapses. And so now Milei is presiding over an economy that is in shambles. And this is a country that has very little economically to do with the United States. We are their eighth, only one eighth of their imports come from the United States. We don't sell much to Argentina. They don't sell pretty much anything to us, maybe a little bit of wine. And that's about it. But Milei is a big booster, a poster child for right-wing economics. And he's a big friend of Trump's. You know, he came here to CPAC, and he gave a chainsaw to Elon Musk, and the two of them strutted around the stage at CPAC and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But now he's got this election coming up. Well, there was a legislative election in Buenos Aires, which is where Louise and I were when the election happened. And now there's a national election coming up, and it looks like his party is going to be in deep, deep trouble. And so Scott Bessent, the billionaire Treasury Secretary for the United States, announced on Monday that we are going to give them open-ended financial support. We're going to start out by getting $20 billion of taxpayer money, and if they need more than that, there's more where that came from. So here, you know, this is what dictators do. They hang out with other dictators. It's like the dictator club, right? So, what the hell is going on? Sue in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Hey, Sue, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's up?
Hey, Tom, first-time caller, huge fan.
Well, thank you, and thanks for waiting so long to come on the, to be on the phone.
No problem. I really appreciate your clear and steady voice during this time.
Thank you.
And I've been increasingly interested in election security. In my mind, if our elections aren't secure, not much else will matter.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to let everyone know about election verification training. It's being conducted by Smart Elections, which is a non-partisan, non-profit organization that's hoping to develop the largest database election protection network in history. So The training is scheduled, the first training is scheduled for this coming Monday, September 29th, and registration is online at smartelections.us.
Very cool.
And I encourage everyone to become involved. We need to secure our elections.
Okay. Well, Sue, thank you for the PSA.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Okay. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. By the way, Ali Velshi's MSNBC show just confirmed that with Louise that I will be on the air with Ali on Sunday at noon Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific time. So be there or be square. It should be great fun. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Hey, regarding James Comey, I'm not going to shed a tear for him. I don't think that it's right what Trump is doing to him, but he brought this on himself. He brought all of this on himself, and he brought it to his family.
Because he brought us Trump, you mean, in 2016?
Yes, until he comes forward and admits that. He's still trying.
Well, he's already apologized for that. He's already said that. He's already said that was a mistake and he shouldn't have done it.
I have not heard that.
Oh, it was years ago.
No, he. What I heard him say was he had no idea that what he did was going to cause any harm to Hillary.
Right.
That's not an apology.
Oh, well, you know, I thought. I mean, I don't recall his exact words, Larry. I'm sorry. Maybe it was a qualified or a hedged apology, but I had the impression.
Well, anyway, regarding the shooter in Texas that killed the wrong people.
Yeah.
If he really hated ICE.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm not buying that. I believe that you look at what people's actions are, and you pay no attention to the words that they say.
Yeah.
And so this guy, he didn't. He went there and he killed the people that he hated. That's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
He had all the time in the world to kill ICE if he wanted to. Somehow he misses ICE, the people that are walking around that are easily identifiable. Mm-hmm. And then he kills the immigrants. I'm not buying that.
Yeah, I get it. There's a lot of people who are in your camp here, Larry. I don't know. And I don't believe that we will get an honest investigation of this out of Donald Trump's FBI.
I link him to Putin. Putin is triggering Trump in every opportunity that he can. You look at Charles Manson. He tried to trigger America into a civil war again.
Yeah, helter skelter.
Yeah. So when these guys are coming up and they're doing things that and then he kills himself. This guy in Texas. He kills himself so that the truth will not come out.
Could be. It could just be that he was a very troubled guy who wasn't a particularly good shot.
I think he was troubled. Yeah, he was troubled. And there's something twisted in his mind.
Yeah.
And you look at Netanyahu and what happened on October 7th.
Yeah. Larry, you're I got it. Larry, you're the econ guy. I'm curious what you think of this proclamation 2 or 3 days ago by the Trump administration that suddenly our GDP growth rate has gone up from 3.4 to 3.8%. Things are getting better.
I have noticed that sometimes you'll see a large increase in gross domestic product for the strangest reasons. But basically, if you can get the American people to spend more money, and it doesn't matter how you get them to spend more money, tariffs, then that shows up as an increase in gross domestic product.
Oh, it's like the old saying, every time a forest fire burns, the GDP goes up. Every time a community is destroyed or wiped out in a flood, GDP goes up. Every time there's a disaster, GDP goes up, because people have to rebuild. That's the point you're making?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the spending of money causes GDP to grow up. That doesn't necessarily mean that that's a good thing. And and all that stuff about forest fires and even floods in New Orleans, everybody was running around claiming that, oh, that's going to hurt the economy. I had to explain to them that's not going to hurt the economy because that forces a rich country to spend more money. That means GDP is going to go up.
Yeah, yeah, good point.
So if you understand how that works, That's not something.
So inflation is causing an increase in GDP, if nothing else.
And when you sit back and look at what's happening with Donald Trump's economy, and by the way, also the Federal Reserve did more quantitative easing last week. They're goosing the economy. They're reducing the amount of quantitative tightening since Trump has been in office, and they've also reduced the Fed rate. Donald Trump should be having a really big boom right now, considering what Joe Biden had to go through in his last year. He's got Donald Trump has interest rates down. The Fed is no longer doing all of that quantitative tightening as much as it was before. They were taking billions of dollars out of the stock market when Biden was president. Now this week they took out $200 million versus the $20 billion they were taking out when Biden was president. Right. $200 million is a drop in the bucket.
In the previous week,
they actually added to the quantitative easing.
Wow. Yeah. Larry, so thank you.
There's just so many things you have to watch when it comes to the economy, and Republicans are control of almost every lever.
Yeah.
Area where they're the gate controllers.
Yeah.
They control the gate.
I get it. Larry, always great hearing from you. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. We'll be back with more of your calls and Anything Goes Weekend. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
So they took out Comey. Who's next? Clapper? Brennan? Which Republican is Trump going to go after next? And when are the Republicans themselves going to wake the hell up?
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers, to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Maine voters decide November 4th whether adding more ID and mail-in voting restrictions for most voters justifies preventing almost non-existent voter fraud. Question 1 tightens voter ID requirements and adds hurdles for mail-in voters, including the elderly and disabled, despite only 2 voter fraud convictions since 1982. About half of Maine's over 842,000 2024 voters used a mail-in ballot, and over 16,000 subscribed to an ongoing absentee voter list, according to the state's September 2025 figures. If approved, Question 1 would eliminate the absentee list and prohibit requesting an absentee application by phone. It also prohibits third parties from delivering absentee ballot applications, including family members, and limits drop boxes. Maine's population is the oldest in the U.S., with 21.8% of residents over 65. Question 1 also narrows Maine's voter ID options, eliminating student IDs, tribal IDs, and other currently acceptable documents, despite no evidence of abuse. At almost 75%, Maine consistently has one of the highest voter turnouts in the country. And the Heritage Foundation's own figures show just 2 convictions for voter fraud in over 40 years. We have the text of question 1 at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers tried to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that's essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with 2 N's, to 511-511 to become a member. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply when you text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school.
They shout and they sneer.
9 minutes before the hour, welcome back. Picking up your calls here, John in Portland. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Here's what Trump's doing, what he's doing. Mm-hmm. He's for sale. He's not transactional. He's for sale. He sees himself as having taken a job for the billionaires to loot the empire. And that's just the connection with Putin and the Republicans. And basically, he took on the deal that Reagan made with them, which was, you give me your support, I'll fight for your, you give me your political support, and I'll fight for your values, even though I don't care about them.
Yeah.
That was the deal that Reagan made. It's a deal with the devil because it endangers the whole world.
Yeah.
But they believe in money. They believe in the primacy of money. And that's because greed creates belief systems that justify it.
You're right.
So these people think, oh, you know, these rich people, I mean, these liberals, they're in a fantasy world. They believe in money and war. And he doesn't intentionally lie. I grew up in the East Coast, same age as you. I knew people like him. He doesn't intentionally lie. He just cares about image. Image is all that matters. Mm. So he'll put out any words needed to create the image that he's trying to project.
Yeah.
Whether or not it's true, that doesn't matter. It doesn't cross his mind. He's not thinking he's lying. And the other thing that's important is the Epstein thing. It was a murder. And that would open all the files, and that's why they don't want to admit that it was a murder. But somebody was in charge. Somebody turned off the lights. And the FBI could totally get to the bottom of it. They could interview whoever was in charge of turning off the lights. They could do this, and that would open the whole thing. And that's why they don't want to admit it was a murder. They're still calling it a suicide,
yeah.
Even though his hyoid was crushed. And when you hang yourself, you don't crush your hyoid bone.
Yep.
It's right in the middle of your neck.
Yep. So, but you do when you're strangled. Yeah. Although again, the government is continuing to claim that it's a suicide. I mean, there is a massive cover-up going on here, John, and it's so right. Obvious. And the question is Trump trying to hide the fact that he, or the possibility that he was, you know, raping these young girls along with Jeffrey Epstein? Or is he trying to hide the possibility that some of his wealthy friends were, you know, were doing this? I mean, you know, whose interest is Trump protecting? I suspect he's protecting his own interest, because I don't think he's ever given a rat's ass about anybody other than himself and his daughter. But who knows?
Of course.
Who knows?
His image.
Yeah.
His image. That's
there
what he's protecting. Yep. That's all that matters. That's who he is in his mind.
I'm with you. I'm with you. By the way, did you see the latest South Park?
No.
Louise and I watched it last night. It's hysterical. It's got Don Jr. in it, you know, talking with his teeth gritting, you know, from all the cocaine and stuff. It's just hysterical. Anyhow, John, thanks for the call. Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy, what's up?
Hey, earlier in the show, you were talking about alternate and AI.
Mm-hmm.
And earlier this week, I discovered something that I wasn't aware of until now, and that content sites are experiencing a 30 to 40% drop in both traffic and income because of AI. Because AI is skimming off their information, and people are not actually going to the site.
Right.
So the site never receives the income value.
Yeah, the Howard Polskin, who has been on this program a couple of times, he runs a right-wing watch kind of website, you know, where he reports on what all the right-wing media is doing. Reported a couple of weeks ago that right across the board, all the right-wing sites are down like between 10 and 30%. I don't know about left-wing sites. I do know that, you know, some of our sites have flattened, but we haven't gone down. So I don't know what that means. Are you seeing a change in your site, endbribes.com?
Somewhat there, but also from other things that I'm seeing in, I think like Daily Coast was saying that, you know, they want more people to subscribe because mm-hmm. they're losing income because of this, and other content providers. And I think that they're actually starting to do kind of an alternate thing to everyone, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting, indirectly.
You know,
yeah.
Including you. I think you're more at risk of it than me because of the content that you provide on your site.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd mention it. And also that there's one thought that a lot of those phantom links may be on purpose, because then they don't have to pay the click pass-through to the site.
I don't think they pay for that. If anything, I think the sites, I mean, there's always that UTM equals ChatGPT at the end of the any URL that ChatGPT gives you. And I always assumed that was for the benefit of ChatGPT, not for the benefit of the site, so that the site knew that ChatGPT was sending them traffic. I don't know if they're being compensated for
it. You might be right
on
that.
But
I don't know.
Yeah, but it's
anyway,
but it is
you were
real.
Talking about that.
It is real. It's hurting the search engines too, and that's why Google has gone to what is it, Gemini, I think. You know, they've got their own little AI up at the top of their search engine, and I believe DuckDuckGo has started doing the same thing. I haven't looked recently, but yeah. Ziggy. Well, good luck with endbribes.com. Keep up the great work, and thanks for the call.
Hey.
Yep, good talking to you. We're hitting the top of the hour here. One more hour of Anything Goes Weekend. I want to tell you about Nicolas Sarkozy, the former president of France. He just got thrown in the slammer for 5 years for doing stuff that I think Trump has been doing. Can we just, like, emulate France? Back with more on that right after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. U.S. top commanders and generals have been called for a meeting next week by Secretary Pete Hegseth. ABC News learning that the invitation went out to leaders and generals with one star or higher, and that it will take place on Tuesday at the Marine Base in Quantico, Virginia. ABC's Louis Martinez says it's rare to convene high-level commanders all in one place.
It's so big that I think there might be some concerns about having so many military officers in one location. Now, it's unclear whether this event is going to be open to the public or not, or more specifically to the press. But one of the things that you are going to have is essentially a lot of security, given that there are so many military personnel of senior rank who are going to be gathering there.
The New York City Office of Chief Medical Examiner office today confirmed Shane Tamura, who drove cross-country from Las Vegas and opened fire at the New York headquarters of the NFL, killing four, had CTE. This is ABC News.